Chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and look, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I asked, "Where are you going?" He said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length. Look, the angel who talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said to him, 'Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited as villages without walls, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be to her a wall of fire around it, and I will be the glory in the midst of her.' Come, come, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the sky, says the Lord. Come, Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, for honor he has sent me to the nations which plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of my eye. For, look, I will shake my hand over them, and they will be a spoil to those who serve them, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, daughter of Zion, for, look, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy habitation.